You know, we've been talking starting on Friday in the aftermath of this terrible tragedy. Began talking to the chief of police right away, talked to the superintendent of schools over the weekend, and this morning met with Dr. Renee Foose, our superintendent of schools, and our police chief, and we agreed that we're going to form a joint task force that will be formed this week, and we'll begin to meet right away, pulling together all of the stakeholders in this issue. This is a tragedy that happened at a school, but it is clearly a broader community societal issue that we're dealing with. I want all stakeholders at the table from the school system, but certainly public safety personnel, also our health department, mental health folks. We run, for example, something called our mobile crisis team, which we fund, which is a collaboration of mental health professionals that work with the police department, work with our crisis center at Grassroots, and go out proactively to work with folks who are clearly dealing with mental health issues. We are also in constant communication with our folks in the school system. As you know, we have a student resource officer, an SRO, in every high school. We also have them in many middle schools. In constant communication with the folks in the school system. In fact, I'll let the chief talk in a moment. We proactively work with students and families when we hear of any potential issue. So we're going to take a look at what we're doing very well and what we can do better, both in the actual security of buildings and facilities to the broader community issues that we need to improve upon as a community, certainly here in Howard County and the state of Maryland, but in every community in the country. And so I'd love our chief of police, Bill McMahon, to give some comments and then be happy to take your questions.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Executive. You know, we can't imagine the horror that those families are going through out there in Connecticut right now. And, you know, our job in the police department here in Howard County is to make sure all of our community is safe and feels safe. And so when you have an incident like this that happens, you know, even in another state, it certainly causes us to look into what we're doing internally. And as the exec mentioned, we have a great ongoing relationship with the school system and their security folks. We are in constantly contact with each other on a host of issues throughout the week. Clearly, when something like this happens, we have a lot more immediate discussions about what we can do to make sure our kids, our families are safe here in Howard County. And I think there's a couple layers to that. I think number one, you know, you talk about the physical security of a school. That, you know, that's certainly something that we will look at. I think there's just everyday practices. You know, so we may do a really good job of putting locks and cameras on all the schools, but if we don't utilize them, if we don't challenge people who may be in the school without identification, you know, some of those basic safety practices. And I think the biggest piece is, you know, and I think we've been very successful in this, and we don't talk about it because we can't. But when we have a student who is showing some behavior that concerns us or concerns their parents or concerns a school, we work closely with the school officials to identify those kids and to get them the help that they need so we don't have an incident like this. So those are kind of the areas that the exec talked to me about this morning with Dr. Foose, to have this task force made up of many, many different partners, not just police, but, you know, a very broad spectrum of people that have ownership of this issue, to really take a look at everything we're doing, accentuate the positive, and find out, you know, the areas that we can improve in, not as a school system, not as a police department, really as a community, so we don't have something like this happen.
Great. So. And let me just add one follow-on. You know, I was in a school this morning, and while I was I was in a school this morning, and while I was there, they had just finished their team meeting, going through their procedures for security in the building. They were going, and the superintendent and the chief are working now with every school, just going back over their procedures and constantly doing training to make sure we are doing all that we can to keep our schools safe. I'm very, very proud of our team in law enforcement and the team in the school system, whose number one priority is to keep our children safe. As you know, I've got two young daughters, one who is in first grade, certainly there were a lot of tears in our house on Friday as well. We know that this could have happened anywhere, and it's our obligation to make sure that we're taking another fresh look at what we can do to minimize the chance that this can ever happen anywhere ever again. I'll take your questions.
How often will this task force be meeting?
Sure. We just decided this morning with the superintendent to create it. I do not like task force that meet for years. It shouldn't take us a long time. I see this over the weeks to come and quickly gathering a report. I do want to have some professionals give us some recommendations on taking a look at best practices for security of buildings. But we know a lot of the challenges that we face, and so this is a task force that will meet over the weeks to come and quickly get some recommendations to us to be able to make progress.
Speaking of challenges, anything yeah. else that you think you can do on the mental health front?
You know, I think on the mental health front, clearly as our federal government and our state government have been cutting back and cutting back, and this discussion in Washington about, what government spends its money on, I think that mental health has been something that has not gotten the support and resources that it needs. It's one of the reasons why we created this our mobile crisis unit, because frankly, the police department, and we have wonderful police officers, but they're not trained social workers or psychologists or psychiatrists. You know, they're police officers who are trained to keep us safe. But, you know, I think their job is to recognize when the person they're dealing with clearly has mental health issues and make sure we have the resources to improve the situation. And so we need to do better. I'm proud of the work we've done in Howard County, but we need to do better to make sure. It's one thing to identify the challenge. It's another to make sure we have the resources to handle it. And the other is, frankly, continuing to get the message out to families that if you have a child who is having challenges, seek help. Don't ignore it. You can look back at any of these cases that happen around the country, and you can look at signs. Well, gee, we should have known. Well, you know, there's a lot of troubled folks out there. We have a culture of violence, and, you never know what gets in the head of somebody who is not well that would cause them to do this. So the more that we're recognizing early signals and knowing where to go for help, the better. Do you have something
to reinforce that, I mean, I think the trick is really getting people – there's still stigma attached with mental health issues, unfortunately. So I think, getting family members, friends, teachers, police officers to recognize that mental health issues may be at the core of an issue, and then taking that next step, getting them comfortable to report that, and then – really letting people know what the mechanism for that is and that it's it shouldn't be stigmatized. The exec's right. Most of these follow-up reports on these school shootings or mass shootings from across the country over the last several years, they have some common traits. And I think one of them is that people say, yeah, he was or she was acting a little odd right before the event. So it's really getting the public comfortable with reporting that and not feeling like they're stigmatizing people. And again, I think one of our strengths is we have a great relationship not just with the school system, but also with our other community partners. And we have had success stories where people have brought information to us or to the schools, and we've been able to kind of deal with it in an effective way, and it doesn't make headlines, fortunately. We want to make sure that we can catch all those, that we really widen that net to make sure that anybody might be suffering from these issues gets the treatment they need.
Can you also list again the areas that you guys are planning to target when you're going?
Sure. Clearly, building security, mental health, and really then just kind of connecting the dots, making sure that from the guidance counselor in the school to the school-based police officer to the mental health community, that everyone knows when you see X, you do Y. And, we've got a lot of great people. But there's also a lot of laws dealing with privacy and dealing with, protection of medical information and things like that, that we've got to make sure that we truly have the best system possible so that as soon as something is recognized, the right resources are given to it.
And again, who's involved?
So it'll be joint from the county, and I've asked our police chief, McMahon, to be our point person and co-chaired by the school system. The superintendent and I agreed this morning to create this joint task force between the county government and the school system.
Thank